Good morning, everyone. Today is the 18th of April, 2021, Sunday morning. And we're down in the cabin this morning with Rosette and Mark. Mark's going to read some scripture, and then we're going to sing some hymns and psalms, spiritual songs, making melody to our heart, with our heart to God. And then we're going to be looking at a very familiar passage of scripture this morning in John 4, the account of the lady at Samaria, but I'm going to go back through it again. There are so many succinct points in that chapter that you can't really go over too much. So I'm going to turn the camera around and you can welcome the many members of our mega church. We've got Tulip. We've got Rosette, we've got Mark, and we've got Larry. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be in the midst of them. And, you know, I just want to let the government know that we're not practicing social distancing and we're not wearing masks and we're not locked down. The door's open if anybody wants to come in. No mask required. I'll turn it over to Mark.
Just like to say, rejoice, people in the Lord. Psalm 119, 145, 150. I cry with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hope in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according to thy loving kindness, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow. That's all.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you, Mark. The first psalm has been requested is a psalm by Mark.
Yeah.
He wants to sing in the Psalter, page 25, and it's taken from the 19th Psalm. Mark, you want to start that?
The Lord's perfect law restores the soul again. His testimony sure gives wisdom unto men. The precepts of the Lord are right and fill the heart with great delight. The Lord's command is pure, enlightening the eyes. The Lord's fear is clean, more lasting than the skies. The judgments of the Lord express the truth and perfect righteousness. They're more to be desired than stores of finest gold, and honey from the comb, more sweetness for they hold. With glory they guard, in keeping them his great reward. His errors who can know, cleanse me from his name. Keep me from such as sins, nor let them o'er me reign. And they upright shall appear, and be from great transgressions clear. Let all the words I speak, and all the thoughts within, come up before thy sight, and thine approval win. O thou, Lord, unto me, my rock and
my Redeemer be.
Okay, the next one Rosetta's requested is 390, called The Unclouded Day. Kind of cloudy up here today. Looks like it could rain. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Oh, they tell me of a land far away, where the tree of life will shine in eternal bloom, shedding fragrance to the unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of the King in His beauty there, and they tell me that my eyes shall behold where He sits upon the throne as white as snow, in the city that is made of pure gold. Oh, they tell me that He smiles on His children there, and His smile will drive the sorrows away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day, of the land of cloudless day, of the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where the storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of
an unclouded
day. Well, there's a song I had a while ago in here, and I've lost it now. So I guess I'll sing something else. I guess we weren't supposed to sing that song. I believe everything happens for a reason. Even the little things. Even the songs that we sing. Let's sing 174. As Thirst the Heart for Water Brooks, William Bradbury.
As thirst the heart for water brooks, so thirst my soul, O God, for Thee. It sinks for God and never looks, and longs a living God to see. And longs the living God to see. Far from the course of God, my tears have been my food by night and day, while constantly with bitter sneers, where is thy God, the scoffers say, where is thy God, the scoffers say. With grief I think of days gone by, when off I trod the hollow way to Zion, praising God on high, with thrones who kept the holy day, with thrones who kept the holy day. Oh, why art thou cast down, my soul? And why so troubled shouldst thou be? Hope thou in God and Him bestow, who gives His saving help to me. Who gives His saving help to me.
By the way, that hymn was taken from Psalm 47. Psalm 47. Dear Lord, we pray that you would be with us today in the service, and we pray that you would help us in anything that is said that it might glorify and honor you, and that your name might be lifted up, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I want to thank you all for joining us, wherever you're listening, whatever platform you might be listening on. I want to congratulate Brand New Tube for getting their system back up online. We're getting quite a number of listeners on Brand New Tube. Also, I want to thank Brighteon and Cloud Hub and Parler, as well as Gab, and of course Sermon Audio and YouTube and Facebook and Tumblr and Reddit and Twitter and Blogger and all the other programs that are platforms that carry our videos. Looking in chapter 4 this morning, in chapter 1, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Notice, said he must needs go. It was of necessity that he go through Samaria. And we're going to find out why in a minute. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Well, they weren't vegans, were they? They weren't strict vegetarians. They, like Larry, enjoyed his meat. Christ liked meat. Christ particularly liked fish. He said, come and dine. And there was fish there he was frying for him. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Now, how did she know that Jesus was a Jew? Have you ever thought about that? And by the way, here is more evidence of the fact that Jesus was in fact a Jew. There's a lot of people that have denied that Jesus Christ was a Jew. And they didn't like it when Pilate put over on the cross the King of the Jews. they wanted that taken down, didn't they? Jesus answered and said to her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. Now, I want to look real quickly at a passage in Isaiah, the 12th chapter. 12th chapter. He says, in verse 2, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. This is the water that Jesus Christ was speaking of. And you also can look in Isaiah 44, verse 3. He says, For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. speaking here of spiritual water. She was thinking that he was speaking of physical water. She said, the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. And the well is deep, from whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and he drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She still didn't get the spiritual implications. She was still thinking of the physical aspect of water. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, in that sayest thou truly. Isn't that amazing? The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. Well, I wonder why. How would he know all of this about her if he wasn't a prophet? How would he know it? Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter whether you're in a little cabin out in Pineville, Missouri, or in a church in Los Angeles, California, if you're actually a believer in Christ. It doesn't matter if you're from a little hut in India or a church in Chicago. Matters, the heart matters. This is a heart matter. The church is not a building. God is a spirit, and they worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Wow. That must have been a shocker when she heard that. Have the Messiah speaking to her one-on-one. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman, yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot. Notice she left her water pot. She didn't need the physical water anymore. She left her water pot. And went her way in the city and said to the men, come and see a man which told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said to them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Well, in verse 39, it says, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. and said unto the woman, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed Christ the Savior of the world. Well, the message is that when God reveals himself to his people, they have been given eternal everlasting life. They've been given living water, and they will never thirst again. It will be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And Jesus has appointed places that he went all the way through his ministry, and he has appointed places to go today, whether it's in Pineville, or we're going to be having a conference call here in a little bit. We're going to be speaking with people from all over the world. We're going to be speaking to people in Finland, in Canada, in Australia, in California, in Oregon. In the state of misery, I mean Missouri. there are people that have been giving the living water from all over the world. And they like to hear the truth of God's word. And so, this is kind of a men's fellowship call, and if there are any men that are listening to this that would like to be a part of that call, email me and I'll send you a link and you can be a part of that call. It happens at 11 o'clock Central Time, and we'll make sure that you're able to join us on that call. You know, during this time, there's a lot of negativity of what's going on in the world. There was a lot of negativity back there when Jesus walked the face of the earth too. And especially as it came down to the time that he would be crucified. And Peter became very fearful. And Jesus Christ told Peter that he was going to deny him three times. And Jesus said, I'll die for you. I'll go to the grave. I'll follow you to the very end. And I'm sure he had good intentions when he said that. But I've entitled this poem, I've read this many times, and I think it's very apropos for today, and I think it's going to become more apropos as we are stripped of all of our assets and put in internment camps and trying to be educated to the new normal and put on substance income. Having everything taken away, you say, oh, that could never happen in the United States. Oh, really? That could never happen in Canada. Oh, really? So Peter was very, very angry over what was happening. You know, I guess they still envisioned that Jesus Christ was going to set up an earthly kingdom, even though he told them that his kingdom was not of this world. But all the elect are like Peter. Peter denied his Lord three times and swore he never knew him. But he'd been chosen before time began. Satan has desired to sift you and you will turn away, but I have prayed for you, Peter, and you'll be okay. Full of fear and anger, Peter denied he knew the Son of God. How many times have we denied him too? Satan has desired to sift us as well, but if Christ has prayed for us, we will never suffer hell. All we like sheep have gone astray, turning everyone to his own way. But the Lord's laid on him, Christ, the iniquity of all of his elect. So if the Father has given us to his Son, when asked by Christ, lovest thou me? Our answer can only be because thou hast prayed for me. Our only hope is in the work of Christ, not because we've done anything nice. So let us remember that as we go into these final days. Do we have a final selection?
Number six, come and die.
Number six.
Cast your hands.
Number six, come and die.
Okay.
Whoops. Turn the camera back around so you can say goodbye to Mark and Rosette for another week.
Page 6.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With this man he doth eat and supplies our every need. Oh, this sweet is up with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called to them, oh, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble be. Oh, it'll be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Well, hope you have a good afternoon. And like I said, if there's any men that would like to join us on the conference call, you can go to LarryWPhillips.com, go to the contact page, put in your email and your name, and request that you be sent a link to the conference call. And I'll be happy to get that to you this morning. God bless.